My name is Joshua Crockett. I am a recent graduate of Heartland, and during my time at Heartland, I had the opportunity to serve as student body president and student trustee, and now I am off to Illinois State to major in political science.
Well, you did a lot of stuff while you were here at Heartland. Mm-hmm. Can you talk a little bit about what you were thinking and hoping to get out of your experience at the college when you first enrolled at Heartland and what you were hoping to do?
I originally got involved simply just to build community and to build friends. I'm not from the Bloomington Normal area, so I moved down here. I was working full-time, was a part-time student, and was looking to build a community here. And so I was wandering around the week of welcome events and ran into the current student trustee, and through connections with her, became a senator within the student government, got involved that way, and our former dean of Student Support Services ultimately urged me to run. I didn't really know what it took to be an officer in our student government when she, because of her push and the belief she had in me, I took the leap and ultimately served as student body president.
Was there a learning curve to become student body president? Did you know what you were getting into? Did you know how to approach it?
You know, I think for any student entering into a bureaucratic system of a college and the organizational structure or of anything, I think it prepared me well for my first job. But it was overwhelming, understanding who is who does what, how it all works, how decisions are made within a shared governance structure, and what role students are to play in that. And so I think coming in, the team and I had a vision and a passion to make sure that we were involved in conversations beyond just student life, to make sure our voices were heard on some of the key issues facing students.
So students that weren't involved in student government but knew that you were the student body president, would they approach you with concerns? How would they acquit themselves to trying to get what they needed from their student government?
Once faculty found out my title, they often, whenever an event were to pop up, they would say, "Josh, you have anything to add?" And so that was a great way for students to get to know my role on campus. And they did voice their concerns. That was a great way before meeting with college staff to be able just to talk not only with engaged students, but those students who are just studying in the library, those single mothers who are taking those night classes, those kinds of students who we might not be able to hear from on a day-to-day basis. It was great to be able to connect with them in the classroom and around campus.
Well, let's talk a little bit about your role as student trustee. Coming into that role, did you change your approach at all? Here you are, you're part of the governing board of the entire college, and so it's a little bit different because you're the only board member that's elected just by the student body, not by the overall voters of the district. What sort of approach did you take towards the Board of Trustees?
You know, like I said, our goal was always to make sure we're amplifying the student voice. And I think I was able to do that more and more aggressively. The student body president does have quite a bit of responsibilities in terms of overseeing our clubs and organizations and ensuring that there's a robust student life on campus, where the student trustee, they're able to delve into some of those more technical things revolving around the operations of the college. And so during my time, we were able to, with the other student leaders, of course, get students on more college committees and on more teams to have a voice on some of those key issues. And so I think I was able to go down the path that I was, just harder and more aggressively.
What did you learn about the operations of the college by serving as a student trustee?
You know, I think here or anywhere, change is slow, change is incremental, and there's really nothing sexy or headline grabbing about leading and about bringing change to an organization. And so whether we're talking about a college, a local organization, the government, no matter what it is, being present for every conversation, being at the table, having your voice heard is one of the most important things students especially could be doing.
Speaking of having your voice heard, you were also selected to be one of the representatives of our community at the One Voice trip, where local representatives from business, from government, from municipalities go visit Washington, D.C. and meet with legislators. And I wonder if you could talk a little bit about that experience, what it was like and what you did there.
It was a great opportunity. The goal is to connect our local industries, business, education, government with our officials, and to go to DC as one voice saying what the Bloomington Normal area needs. And I think for the students in particular, we had a few formal roles where we'd introduce the group and had a few things we had to do. But I think one of the greatest responsibilities we had was to just connect with our local leaders about what the current student experience is like in Bloomington Normal, because they're individuals from ISU and Heartland, and people, I think there's a good conversation happening right now about how can we retain our local talent, because all of our students, once they graduate, who knows where they're off to, and so why can't they make Bloomington Normal their home? And so we've had quite a few meaningful conversations about what we as young people would want in the community and what it would take for us to call Bloomington Normal our home for years to come.
For you individually, what was it like to have access to our representatives in Washington, D.C.? Quite often, you know, we'll meet our state and sometimes local representatives here at the college or in town hall meetings and what have you. But you were there, you were on their turf. What sort of things did you ask them? What did they ask you? What sort of things did they ask the other people on the trip that caught your attention?
It was a unique experience. The representatives always comment year after year of how much they appreciate that we go to them, because usually it is that. They come home for their town hall, and then they hear about the complaints and the issues that are happening in their community. Bloomington Normal really puts their best foot forward by going to them. But the group goes every year with a few key issues, and so this year, the issues range from development to education, and we break up and meet with the different respective departments that work on those areas in DC, and then we also meet with the representatives so that they could continue to push it forward. So it was a very set agenda on what we were there to talk about, but I think I, as a student especially, were able to speak to what young people are looking for.
Who all did you meet with while you were there?
We met with Darren LaHood, Sherry Bustos' staff. We met with Rodney Davis, as well as my representative from up north, his staff as well, and then Senator Dick Durbin.
Did you find that being there in that environment, that you got a sense of how our legislators get information, how they think about information, how they put it in the process of creating legislation?
You know, it's tough. We expect our representatives to be experts on every issue, and they don't have that big of a staff. And so the one staff person we met with said, well, I cover education, healthcare, and infrastructure. Well, you can't really delve into every one of those areas well. And so it is key for these representatives to go with an agenda that serves their community, because a community that has three prominent institutions is very different than the district that I'm from back at home. And so for our representatives especially, and for everyone, it is important to listen to your constituents, hear what they want and need to be able to guide your agenda in D.C.,
Personally, what was the experience like just being there? Had you been to Washington, D.C. before? Had you ever been to those congressional offices?
I have, actually. I went last spring break through a conference as student body president, and we lobbied on Capitol Hill, which was an incredible experience, but nothing this intimate. It was a 13,000-person conference who then swarmed Capitol Hill, and so it was a very in-and-out kind of thing, talking about one specific issue, but it was really great, and I think more so even just connecting with our local leaders from Bloomington Normal that we went with, hearing about what their vision for our community is, was really great.
You had an opportunity probably to interact with the mayors of Normal and Bloomington, other business leaders, other community leaders. What sort of things did they want to know, or did they ask about Heartland, or even just offer about what the community wants or provides to the college?
As a community college, we, of course, have such a diverse student body. So I think there's always a conversation of how can we connect our community college students to resources to get good paying jobs. Because so many students want their degree to supply for their family because of probably tough situations they're in. But we also had meaningful conversations about student housing in Bloomington Normal. That affects Heartland students as well, but majority of ISU and Wesleyan. But the rising costs and how can we control that in the community. So those were a few key issues that they were interested in hearing about.
So talk a little bit about your experience in having the access and the opportunity to do all these things, to be engaged in student government, to be engaged in these projects like the One Voice trip, to be on the Board of Trustees. I think the majority of all students really, no matter if they're going to a community college, if they're going to a four-year college, throughout their entire academic career, they're not going to necessarily do these things. But they might not also know that they can. So I wonder if you could talk a little bit about what that offered you personally that students might not know can be part of their experience if they want to pursue these types of activities at their school.
Well, first, I just put a plug in for community colleges. I think I only had these opportunities because I'm here. If I went to ISU, I would not have been student body president, student trustee, and made multiple trips to DC all by my at the end of my sophomore year. And so I think the size and the connection we have with our faculty and staff allows us to make a difference when we want to. But when you said students might not know that they're able to make the difference, I didn't either. And it really came from our dean pushing me and urging me to run. And so I think that's the importance of having a mentor and friendships on campus, and for people to say, well, no, your voice is valuable. We want to hear it. And here's how you do it. Being involved, it's really not as scary as it looks. And so it's been a great opportunity. I think student governments and the student life offices need to be active in reaching out to students and telling them why it's so important and what those students involved experience have been. But I also think that students who want to take ownership of their time on campus, if they have the time and ability to, because many students, unfortunately, don't have the time to do all of these things, but they should be welcomed and realize that their voices can be heard.
You mentioned the opportunity that's there at a community college. But as a student representative, you are also sort of representing maybe a more diverse experience of students than you might at a four-year school. Although there are part-time students and what they call non-traditional students at every school, at every level, I think probably there's more of a mix here at Heartland. And I wonder if you could talk a little bit about getting that input and the things that you had to think about when representing all students. And you alluded to a little bit earlier. I wonder if you could elaborate some more.
Yeah, I think our personal experiences inform how we do things. But of course, student leaders tend to be very traditional students. This year, we were fortunate to have a diverse body of students a bit older. Our student body president this past year was an international student from Vietnam. So we pulled quite an array from the 10 to 12 of us in leadership positions across campus, have a unique perspective. But of course, we haven't walked in everyone's shoes. And so it's important for us to have a relationship with the students in the Veterans Center, to hear from them, what they need, what they're getting, what they're not getting from the college, and how can we move that forward. And things like textbook affordability, our developmental math program, those hurt diverse students the most. I, as a traditional student, am able to rely on more traditional streams of funding and support where single mothers, people coming back from the workforce, can't. And so it's important to realize that students want to further their education, but need to do so in a timely manner. And so I talked about earlier about connecting with students in the classroom, in the library, and that's so important. Just tabling and hanging out around campus and talking to people to really hear people's perspectives. And one thing the student government started doing this past semester was that every Board of Trustees meeting starts with a public comment from a student. And so that's an opportunity for them to share a bit about themselves and their academic journey, but also what they believe to be true about the college and how they believe we can make Heartland even greater. And so that offers them an opportunity to get in front of the board, in front of our cabinet, to really say, hey, you know, here are the issues we're facing and here's how we can address them.
Well, Josh, thanks for taking some time to talk about this stuff with us.
Thank you.